Good afternoon. It's news time again here on KCOB. I'm Randy Van. Hope you're having a great day today. The trial of a 50-year-old rural Newton man accused of repeatedly raping a woman in late July has been pushed back again. Cecil Wallace Williamson is being held on a $2.8 million bond. His trial was initially set to be held in mid-November, but 2 days before it was to begin, District Court Judge Terry Rickers moved the trial to January 18th. Well, yesterday, Judge Rickers granted another delay, moving the trial to March 29th. He also granted a change in counsel for Williamson, appointing Des Moines attorney Gerald Burton Furhelm as his public defender. On July 25th, Williamson allegedly raped a woman repeatedly at his secluded cabin over approximately 17 hours. Victim got away and reported the sexual assault to Colfax police the next morning after Williamson left for work. Victim said she encountered Williamson walking along Highway F-48 west of Newton. He reportedly jumped in front of her car, then got into the passenger seat without her permission. Under threats of physical harm, the woman, who police say suffers from multiple sclerosis, drove Williamson to the nearby Lion's Den adult bookstore. There, she says, he forced her into a sex act in the parking lot. He then had her drive him to his cabin about 2 miles away. Victim told officers Williamson threatened to make her his sex slave and turn her into a prostitute. He is charged with 7 counts of third-degree sexual abuse. A Newton woman allegedly caught with baggies of meth and marijuana in her bungalow court home earlier this month made a court appearance yesterday. 42-year-old Carrie Ann Carey and her 42-year-old boyfriend David Matthew Putz face identical charges of possessing meth and marijuana with intent to deliver, hosting a gathering where marijuana is used, and possession of drug paraphernalia. In court yesterday, Carey entered not guilty pleas, and a preliminary trial date of March 15th has been set. Carey is free on a $1,800 bond, while Putz has posted a bond of $10,800. His arraignment set for January 3rd. The couple was arrested December 14th at their number 5 bungalow court home. Newton police claim officers recovered 30.1 grams of marijuana packaged in 1-gram baggies and 5.2 grams of meth in 6 separate baggies. They also seized a scale, new baggies, and numerous marijuana pipes, including some in a bedroom shared by 2 juvenile girls. Officers went to the home after the Department of Human Services requested a male juvenile be immediately removed from the residence. Officers add that there was a smell of burnt marijuana in a back bedroom where Putz, Carey, Carey's juvenile daughter, and the male juvenile were when they arrived. Next week, the Newton City Council will consider granting final approval to several changes in the existing city ordinances dealing with animals. Police Chief Rob Burdess says one area of proposed change involves the standard of care for animals.
Iowa code in terms of caring for animals is very vague. And so what the standard of care addition really outlines how you should take care of your animal within the city limits of Newton.
As an example of vagueness in state code, Chief Burdess brings up shelter for animals.
State code outlines it must have a shelter, but it does not describe what that shelter must be. So that could be a cardboard box in the middle of wintertime, and we know that's not sufficient. In the new code, it specifies what that shelter must be. It also details what the requirement for food and water, as well as cleanup of your animal on your own property. So if there's a major buildup of feces and it's attracting vermin, that's obviously an issue. The city is allowed to have a stricter standard of care within the city limits more than the state is, and I think this will go a long way in making sure our animals are well taken care of within the community.
Other proposed changes deal with animals left in motor vehicles and the current ordinance related to vicious and problematic dogs. The ordinance amendments have already passed 2 readings before the City Council, setting up final action at their next meeting Tuesday, January 3rd. At least 6 people have died in traffic accidents in Iowa since the start of the Christmas to New Year's holiday period. That includes an Illinois man's death in an accident on I-80 in eastern Jasper County early yesterday morning. Total number of roadway fatalities this year now up to 397. Iowa State Patrol Sergeant Nate Ludwig says it's the most traffic deaths recorded in the state in 8 years.
We haven't been over 400 since 2008, so right now the traffic fatality count is 397, which is 82 more than a year ago this time.
The rise in traffic deaths blamed on 3 main factors, distracted drivers, motorists not wearing seat belts, and speeding.
We've seen a lot of fatalities that this year have been attributed to high speed, and we're not just talking barely speeding. This is 80, 90 miles an hour.
Ludwig also believes too many people take driving for granted and are overly aggressive.
Everybody's in a hurry and they wait till their last minute to leave and then try and make up time. I spoke with some of the troopers in the Des Moines area who said that they had never seen so many vehicles on Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and the day after traveling at 80, 90, 100 miles an hour on the interstate.
And the Iowa State Patrol Sergeant says the number of traffic deaths this year is appalling, but it's not just the number.
It doesn't click with people, but this number is somebody's loved one, somebody's wife, husband, parents, and it's an alarming number.
He also notes this year Iowa's not had a lot of bad weather, and that could be attributing to a rise in traffic deaths as more people have been out driving on the roads. Well, we're part of a birthday celebration today. Today is the state's 170th birthday. Governor Terry Branstad, who describes himself as a history buff, says it was then-President James K. Polk who signed the bill into law granting Iowa statehood on December 28, 1846. Branstad says slavery was an issue at the time Iowa entered the Union. Iowa was a free state where slavery was not allowed.
It wasn't too many years later that we had the Great Civil War. And Governor Kirkwood was the governor, and he recruited more soldiers to fight to save the Union than any other state per capita in the whole nation. So Iowa played a very important role in helping preserve the Union.
If you remember back in 1996, when Branstad was governor, there was a big celebration marking Iowa's 150th birthday, the sesquicentennial, if you will. In area funeral announcements, funeral services for Esther Van Reinen of Pella, who passed away at the age of 94, will be held 11 a.m. Saturday at the Second Reformed Church in Pella. Visitation for Esther Van Reinen will take place starting at 3 o'clock Friday at Garden Chapel Funeral Home. It's where the family will be from 5 to 7 Friday evening in Garden Chapel Funeral Home in charge of the arrangements for Esther Van Reinen, who passed away at the age of 94. There'll be a private service of remembrance for Lula M. Bailey of Pella. Lula Bailey passed away at the age of 85. That private service will be Saturday. Have a night doing funeral home in Pella. Burial at Black Oak Township Cemetery in Pella. That is your noontime check of area news and funeral announcements here on KCOB. I'm Randy Vann.